Welcome, everybody. Shir number 878. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are going through Simin Reish Ches. We're trying to finish off towards the end. First part we went through. We're going through now the second part, which talks all about the three different types of Brachos Achas Mi'in Shalish, which we know by now, right? You have for Al Hamichya, cake cookies, and so on. And then you have Al Ha'eitz, Val Priya Weitz, which is for fruits from the Shevet Aminim. Then if somebody drank wine, or grape juice, and then we have Al Hagechen. So we are just going through some of the straight up halachas in the end of Simin Reish Ches, how to work with, you know, the various different three different types, and if it comes together and so on. Okay, so we are up to again our Simin Reish Ches Sif Yud Dalid. So the Mechaber tells us a very simple halacha: Shasa Yain, somebody drank wine, Uberach Bar Priya Gofen, and he made a Bar Priya Gofen, V'achalam Novim, and they also ate grapes, right, from the Shevet Aminim, and they ate the right amount. So tzarech levarech aleihem b'repriya weitz. You have to make, the first bracha is not the right amount. The first bracha is even one bite, right? Or even one sip. So again, shasa yayin uberech b'repriya gofen, I made my b'repriya gofen on my wine, fine. V'ochal anovim, and this has nothing to do with Shabbos, it could be any time during the week. Person drank grape juice, and the b'repriya gofen, v'ochal anovim, now I ate also grapes, right? So maybe my Bari Priya Gofen is good for my grapes. No, that you have to make a separate bracha. V'achal anovim, I made, I ate grapes. Tzarech levarech aleihem Bari Priya Eitz. I ate my grapes, you have to make a Bari Priya Eitz on the grapes. Okay, fine. So then, so that's the first bracha. Then the after bracha, assuming the person drank the right amount, ate the right amount, so v'chem bracha achroina, the after bracha, tzarech lehazkir al ha'eitz, Valpriyweitz. You have to make a separate brach of al hagefen, and you also have to make al ha'eit, which is again a separate bracha. But you could put it together into one, like we said last time. Even if a person's eating cookies, cakes, and they're eating, they ate grapes, and they ate wine, and they drank wine, so you put it all into one. But you have to say the right lushan. We spoke about that a few shiurim ago. Okay, so let's just see quickly the Mishnah Berurah. Again, these are things which don't come up too often, but it's important. These halachas are brought in Shulchan Aruch, person has to know. So, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Samach, Zayin d'loy temet anovim, nami pri hagefen, right? I make my bird pri hagefen and my wine, fine. So that covers the grapes, because pri hagefen, it comes from the grapevine or whatever. No, don't say that, says the Mishnah Berurah. D'loy temet anovim, nami pri hagefen, then who v'yiftaru b'di'evid b'birchas ayayin. In other words, when I make my bird pri hagefen, it's from the vine and so on, and that's the bracha, so it's good for the grapes. No, kamash balon, d'loy, it's not. You have to make a separate bracha bar pri ha'eitz and a bar pri hagafen on the wine, separate bracha. Okay, tell this Mishnah Berurah further in Sifkat and Samaches. In the after bracha, you have to mention both also. Again, you could do it in one, right? Not you could, you're supposed to do it in one. But you have to mention both. Right? I'll make an al hagefen val pri hagefen. It's good enough. Again, the grapevine, and it's all good enough for my grapes also. Shemavarech al hayayin, right? No, the answer is no. El tzarech lahazkir gam kein al ha'eitz. You also have to stick into that bracha al ha'eitz, al hagefen and al ha'eitz. V'yichlo bebracha hagefen, v'yichlo im birchas hagefen bebracha achas. It's all one. You make it all one, like we spoke about before, and he brings on from Sif Yud Beis. Put it all into one. You don't put in alamichya because you did not eat any cookies, right? If you ate cookies and cake, then you put in alamichya also. But over here, there's no alamichya, so you're just making al hagefen and al ha'eitz. But you need the two. In other words, the bottom line is it's cut up. There's two different things. Now, and it's two separate brachas. Even though it's so close, where did the wine come from? From the grapes. I mean, what's the difference? No, it's two separate things. Now, tells us the Mechaber, next Mechaber, moving along, okay, Sif Tes Vav, that was Sif Yodalit, now Sif Tes Vav, Im B'di'evet, Berech Alu Anofim, Bar Priya Gefen. If somebody made a bracha on the grapes of Bar Priya Gefen, that's, I didn't know. It comes from a grapevine. I don't know you have to make Bari Priyetz. I made Bari Priya Gefen on my grapes. Oy Machareim al hagefen, or I made a al hagefen val Priya Gefen on my grapes, and I had to mind the grapes because it's from a grapevine, and I made a mistake, but that's what I did. So as Yotza, one would still be Yotza b'di'evet. They did it. What are you going to do? They would still be, the bracha would still be good b'di'evet. So it tells us Mishabru and Sifkat and Samach Tes. Again, we're going a little bit fast because it's not so negaya, but it's important to know. Vuadinim Shasa Sifkat and Samach Tes, Vuadinim Shasa Yain, somebody drinks wine. Aina make Al Hagefen and the Abur Priya Gefen and the wine. Vinishavim Lifter, I love him. Also, but I have in mind, in other words, that over there we just said in the Mechaber that somebody makes a Abur Priya Gefen and the wine straight up. Abur Priya Gefen and grapes straight up, is Yatsa. But over here we're saying different, says Mishabru. Vuadinim Shasa Yain. I drink my wine. And I had in mind when I made the Bar Priya Gefen on my wine, with the Schavon Lifter on oven, and I had a mind for the grapes. The grapes are right there. I have in mind the grapes also. The Yotza one, again, but the Eved would be Yotza also. Leina Daimela Sif Yadala, the Hasam Loi Kiven, Beferish, Beberchas Priya Gefen. Lifter on Novim, and then the other Sif we spoke about, Yudala, the person did not have it in mind. But if a person had it in mind, these grapes I have in mind also with my Agafen, which is a mistake, you're not supposed to do that, but if they did it, B'diyeva, they would be Yaitza, Lachin, Amin, and the Mamela, Loi, Miftere, the Lachatchila, Yesh, Loi, Levarich, Alkol, Echad, Brachim, Yechedis. Each one needs, Lachatchila, of course, each one needs its own Bracha. Now, it's important to note, right, so it's important to note that if this is done, like, it's sort of like let's say somebody made a shahakal, right? I have three foods in front of me. It could be potatoes, I don't know. You know, I have a shahakal there, right? I have a piece of chocolate, I'm just giving an example, and I have potatoes, or I have a drink, let's say, and I have potatoes and I have something else, and I made a shahakal, I had in mind everything. If you didn't have in mind, each food gets its own bracha. The potatoes gets the hadama, the drink gets the shahakal. You're right, if somebody has lakshin, they get a mazainis. So each thing has to get its own bracha. You can't just make one shahakal and it covers everything. We learned that in the past. But let's say somebody did by mistake. I had in mind three foods in front of me. Right? I have the drink, I have the potatoes, and I have the noodles, the lakshin. I made a shahakal and a bedafka had in mind all the food. So that's a problem. That's a problem because you now have covered everything. But what a person should do, the place can bring down. So you drink from the drink, or you take the shahakal food, let's say, if that's what the bracha you made, you take the shahakal, so you eat to the shahakal, and you drink the shahakal, because that's what it's going on. But the other foods, one should preferably either take a different food, or to wait, just to wait, and pimesiyachdas. You know, and whatever the case is, we spoke about in the past, go outside the building, shinemakim, but just be masiyachdas, come back 20 minutes later and then eat it, and make the proper bracha, because of the fact that it becomes problematic. Like, you can't just make another bracha on this same exact food, you just made your shahakal. So it becomes problematic. So a person should be masiyachdas, meaning whatever, you go do something else, come back to it later on, whatever the case might be, 20 minutes, or you do shinemakim, go outside, or some very different action, or somebody else who's making the bracha have you in mind that it should be the right bracha and not to rely on the shahakal. If somebody did make the shahakal, let's say I have potatoes and I didn't know it, my bracha on potatoes, I thought potatoes are shahakal. So good, so you made the shahakal, so you take one quick bite, right, because otherwise it's a bracha levatala. I made shahakal and that's what I had in mind, that's what I thought the bracha is. Somebody says, what are you doing? It's hadama. So good, so then you're stuck, you can't just make the bracha and walk away. So in that case, we're just reviewing, it's important to know all these halachas, review it again and again. So then you would take just a small bite of the potatoes, enough to get by, and again, you know, go make a bracha, the proper bracha, not on those potatoes because you already made the bracha, but you make on something else that's adama, or again, you know, have somebody else have your mind or do the act of shinemaka, and we'll come back later on and see echdas in the various different ways that we spoke about in the past, and then come back and make the proper bracha. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you for listening. Aslachem baruch hu kol tov.